The mayor of Kingston, New York, has offered a 2019 budget that totals almost $44 million. Spending is up by 3.4% over last year, but the budget includes a small tax decrease for homeowners and businesses. Residential property owners with property assessed at $150,000 would pay taxes of $1,461 a year. Mayor Steve Noble, a Democrat, says the budget includes $3 million for a land bank.
We have been fortunate enough to work with a community foundation to receive $3 million to put toward our newly initiated Kingston City Land Bank. Land banks are designed to be able to bring foreclosed and abandoned homes back to life through renovation and reconstruction and get them into the hands of folks looking to buy affordable homes in our area. And so we're going to be able to work on 36 properties over the next couple of years. And so we're taking a major look at housing and getting into the housing business ourselves, because we need more affordable housing in our community, but we also need to make sure that we have less, blight in our neighborhoods.
Is there something in the budget to lure more companies, large and small?
So when Kingston was given our $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant, a big component of that was the concept of improving quality of life, improving the infrastructure of our community helps to draw business. And so this is budget allows us to fulfill those needs by spending additional dollars in many different capital areas, but it also helps support our Office of Economic and Community Development by getting more money available into the hands of small business owners who may need loans or grants to be able to make their business work. And it also helps us with our outreach to be able to make sure that we're out there networking with our business owners and working cooperatively with Ulster County. We've got a great working relationship. And so it's economic development here in Ulster County is a tag team effort, and it's something that we are excited about.
A lot of city leaders and county leaders across New York often complain about mandates and the cost of mandates that are imposed by New York State. Is that a problem for you as you make a budget?
Mandates put significant strain on all of our budgets. Many of them are for health and safety reasons, and we understand that. Others are, stagnant state aid and other issues that we all face. And so what we have to do is we have to just be more creative. We have to work with our public employee unions. We have to be able to work with our community to figure out what are the services that the community needs. And we have to balance all of that. And we would love to be able to have, more state aid. We would love to be able to have, less mandates. But we do recognize that we have to work within the regulatory framework that's given to us. And we just have to buckle down and recognize that, by switching out all of our streetlights to LED bulbs, we'll save hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in electric costs. And those are the types of savings we need to be able to keep our budget flat, as it has been the last couple of years.
You have reached a contract. How do you meet the demand for the payroll and for pensions, which is a concern for many cities?
Yeah, actually, we've reached contracts with two out of our three public employee unions. And so both CSEA and our firefighter unions, we're working on police. So we hope to have that done soon. But all of those contracts, we're designed to be able to be fair for the employee, recognize that cost of living is going up. All of them average around 2% pay increases, and that we believe is fair, and it allows, though, additional employee givebacks and to us in terms of health insurance costs. And so in the end, we're able to have 300 employees that work hard each and every day to deliver the important services, and it's done so in a way that, our taxpayers can afford.
Is it difficult to make a city budget up when you haven't seen the state budget yet, which doesn't come out for another 2 months?
Much of what we rely on in terms of funding for our budgets come from property taxes and sales taxes. And thankfully, sales taxes growth has been strong in New York State and in Ulster County. And so we were able to, increase some of our sales tax revenue. Our unrestricted state aid has been relatively consistent. And so even without knowing the state budget, we're able to, generally predict that it's probably not going to change much. And so we have to kind of factor those in. But we are also also very competitive in the world of grants. And so with this budget, we created a new Office of Grants Management to be able to help manage the over $35 million in grants that our city has received over the last couple of years since we've added a new emphasis on working all of the different funding streams.
Democrat Steve Noble is the mayor of Kingston, New York. The City Council will hold public meetings on the budget with a final vote expected in December.